You are tuned into the Wholeness Lifestyle Podcast, where we discuss things to do with self-development, psychology, and spirituality. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wholeness Lifestyle Podcast. So today is September the 15th. We are 2 weeks into the month of September. September has to be one of my favorite months of the year. I love the energy. I love the back to school week. Let's go. Fresh start, new beginning vibe that I get from this month. I feel like all fired up. So today's podcast is on minimalism. So last month, August, I came across the term online, and I want to share my journey and experience with minimalism to date. So a quick disclaimer I'm going to put out there. This is my personal experience with minimalism. If any of you guys are familiar with it, you'll know that there's so many different examples of what it is to be a minimalist. If you do this, then you're not a minimalist. So that's going to go out the window for this podcast. This is my story and my experience. So what is the online definition of minimalism? Minimalism is a style or technique that is characterized by extreme spareness and simplicity. So the key word here, guys, is simplicity. So minimalism for me is very much in line with simple living. And I learned a lot about simple living during lockdown. So before lockdown, I was Little Miss Do It All. So I had a lot of shows that I was doing, a lot of rehearsals for my shows. I also run a market stall on Portobello Road Market. I sell a lot of vintage clothes and tweed clothes. I've been doing that. August just gone, actually. August 2020 was my 5-year anniversary of running that market stall. I've got a lot of family, I've got friends, I like to have a busy social life, so there's just always a lot going on, and I'm not complaining about it because I've always done it, and I love singing, and I love my friends and family, and I love my market stall, I love all of it. But I'm also someone who, not so much now, but in the past, has really struggled with overwhelm and anxiety and feeling just stressed. And it was only during lockdown, when lockdown happened at the beginning of, well, the end of March, that I was forced to slow down. And we were all forced to slow down. So my shows were cancelled, the market was closed, I couldn't see any friends or family, and we all had to simplify. For the first time in my life, I actually slowed down, and I liked it. I liked it. And I learned a lot about myself in terms of living a fast-paced life. For me personally, there were many times and I'd just be like, it's too much, but it's all I've ever known. I remember when I was in secondary school, I remember getting my NI card. When it's like, okay, you can work now, you can pay taxes now, hooray, hooray. And as soon as I got that NI card and I was able to work, I never stopped. Even before I started actually like getting paid work, I was going to theatre schools on the weekends. So I'd be at school Monday to Friday, and then on the weekends, theatre school. So I've always just been non-stop. And I learned so much. That's why in hindsight, I'm speaking to you guys now, and I'm very, very grateful for the lockdown experience, because I think for a lot of people, it revealed a lot to us as a collective and as individuals in terms of what's working and what isn't working. And I know for a lot of people, it hasn't been easy, whether that's relationships, whether that's your relationship with yourself, whether that's your lifestyle, whether that's the things you've been giving your time and energy to. A lot of that stuff all came to the surface for a lot of people during lockdown. And one of the biggest things that came up for me was that the lifestyle that I have been living in the past, it's not sustainable. So minimalism, intentional living, simple living, really, really resonates with me. So I came across this. So I would say I've been doing it pretty much the last 5 months, because lockdown started in April, and now we're at the beginning of September. So April, May, June, July, August, a good five months of simple living. And then this September, I gave myself a challenge. I printed out a 30-day challenge chart. And the title of the chart is Minimalism. That's the challenge. 30 days of applying myself to living a simple, more intentional lifestyle. So why would you want to do that? My objective of this challenge is to simplify my life, quality over quantity. I know how it feels to have so much going on in your life, so many roles you have to play, so many things that you're responsible for, that you can't be present with what you're doing and appreciate what you already have. So the task for me really was removing the excess in my life step by step. So now I'm going to share with you guys 2 weeks in where I'm at. So I started off with my mobile phone. I sat down with my mobile phone and I was like, right, my apps. I've got a bunch of apps on my phone. What apps are just sitting there taking up space in my phone? Deleted them. Then I went on to my emails. I know a lot of people, I had, you know, on your mobile phone, you'll have your, so I've got Gmail, I've got my Gmail app, and I'd have the little red icon and it said about 4,000 and something unread messages in my inbox. So every time I'd go to my phone, I'd just see 4,000 something little red. And it was just, it's just annoying. 4,000, excuse me, go away. So I sorted that out. I cleaned that up. Now there's none. There's zero. There is no red bubble on my phone of any unread emails. It's cleared up. Then my social media apps. What social media apps do I have that I don't use? And I'm just on them to be on them. That's my energy. That's that I could put towards something else more meaningful. Maybe you do have an app that you use. Maybe there's people on Facebook that use Facebook religiously, even though it makes them unhappy. It makes them feel inferior and less than, but they still use it. Is that app bringing value to your life? When you use that app, do you feel better about yourself? Do you feel, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not about being perfect. Sometimes you might have a little cheeky, like for example, YouTube. There's a few YouTube channels that I'm subscribed to and I'm just like, you're not really vibes. Now and again, I might find myself having a little sneak, little watch, a little this and that. But what I'd done, another example, I went through my YouTube subscriptions. There were so many YouTube channels, I put my hands up, that I subscribed to that were just drama, but they were entertaining. They still pop up on my timeline. Now and again, I might have a cheeky little watch, but I'm not subscribed. I haven't got the little notification bell on. So once this YouTuber releases a video, I'm like, oh yeah, let me watch this. No, because that's energy that I just want to clear up and just clean out. The next one, subscriptions. What am I subscribed to? What monthly, yearly subscriptions am I signed up to that I don't use? When you check this stuff and you're just like, oh my gosh, how much energy am I giving to things in my life that I'm wasting? It's not just about wasting resources or wasting money. It's about wasting time. Time is valuable. It's about wasting energy. Energy is valuable. It doesn't cost anything to really think about where you're channeling your energy and is that bringing value to your life? So once I started with my phone and I got rid of all of that, cleaned up all that stuff, then I went on to my home. That's the most exciting one. It's the biggest one, but it's the most exciting one. And when you do it step by step, it's really not as overwhelming. So I started off with my wardrobe. And I opened my wardrobe because there's this whole saying that the 80-20 thing where most of us wear about 20% of the items in our wardrobe. So we have a wardrobe full of stuff, but we wear about 20% of what's in there. And you'll still have times when people will say, an occasion pops up and they say, I have nothing to wear, but you've got a wardrobe full of clothes. What do you mean? It's because you don't know what's there. You've got so much that you don't even know what you have. And that can, I'm applying it to the wardrobe, but that can, that applies to life. You've got so much going on. You've got so much stuff that you don't even know what you have. So start with your wardrobe. Go on the journey. Take your time while you're doing it. And then it will come apparent to you very soon that this is a microcosm for what is a much bigger thing and can apply to so many areas of your life. So with my wardrobe, I thought, well, what do I spend most of my time doing? Filming videos, like singing videos and stuff, and I love fashion, so there's a certain look and a certain vibe that I have, so those clothes are important. Also, I'm a market trader. The clothes I wear for my singing videos aren't the same clothes I wear for the market. I like to be stylish on the market, obviously, because I'm selling clothes and it's fashion. I want to look good, I want to represent, but I can't be swanning around on a market stall in fancy heels and, you know, really nice dresses, because it's not practical. So minimalism for me is quality over quantity, less is more, efficiency, practicality, what makes sense. So and another thing as well, every item in my wardrobe now, I can look at it and say, will I wear you? How often will I wear you? Do you bring me joy? When I wear you, do I feel good? Do you add value to my life? It's basically clearing out everything in your life bit by bit, that doesn't add value. That doesn't add value. You start off with your phone. You then go on to your home. Before you know it, you're thinking about your relationships. What relationships do you have in your life that are just taking up space, that don't add value? So this stuff is pretty deep. So once I'd done that, I had loads of stuff, loads of clothes that I don't wear. Nice clothes, but clothes that I don't wear, that don't bring me joy. Some I don't really like. So I bagged a lot of them up, gave them to charity. And then I went through all my drawers and stuff. I have so many toiletries and just stuff that I've never used before. And things like nail polishes that are still in the wrapper, like so much stuff. But I don't know how long I've had it for, but it's not even my style. Like purple nail polish. Like, my sister's favorite color is purple. That's still in the wrapper. I've never used. I don't know stuff like. So I created a goodie bag for my sister and some of my friends of all this new stuff. Like, I don't know how long I've had it for. This just sitting in my yard, doing what? Taking up space, being annoying. So I just bagged it up. Done a few stops off at my sister's and my mates and was just like, do you want some goodies? And when I showed up at my sister's, she's like, oh, let's see your trash bag then. Yeah, go on. Leave me with your trash. And then she was going through it. She's like, oh my God. She's like, this stuff is actually really nice. She's like, if you gave this to me for a birthday present, I'd be very happy. Like, that's the thing. And it's so nice as well, because it's like, now the stuff has got a new home and my sister can run around with her purple nails and be happy somehow. And it feels really, really good. Some stuff had to be thrown away, of course. Some stuff went to charity shops. And then once I'd done that, the real tackle was under the bed. So all my storage was under my bed. That was my storage area. And I have a huge box that I've had since I've lived at my mum's house. And that was my box filled up with old bank statements, P45s, car stuff, just any important documentation, letters, it was all in there. The box was full. It's a huge box. I found bank statements in there from 2009. So we're talking a decade worth of paper, of stuff. My dad's got a shredder. Took my dad's shredder. Dad, can I borrow your shredder? Yeah, sure. Drop that off. Took me about half the day and I sat there. I went through every single letter. This sounds long, guys. Some of you might be like, that's long. But listen, once it's done, the feeling I have now, hey, priceless. Once it's done, then it's done. And now I just need to maintain. That's it. The hard part's done. Now it's just about maintenance. So I went through every single letter and ended up with bags and bags and bags full of shredded paper. And it was funny because I had this huge box full to the brim of paper. And by the end of it, I had like 5 A4 plastic wallets with a few papers in it of necessary stuff I needed to keep. And I'm talking, there was about, 4 black bags full of shredded paper, down to 5 A4 wallets of stuff I actually need. Can you imagine? This is all symbolic, guys, for the excess stuff. Nah, miss me. Another thing as well, I thought about the fact that I cleared out under my bed, and what's under the bed is what's underneath. The subconscious mind, what you can't see, but it's still there, lurking, taking up space, and it's unnecessary. And the fact that I've cleared that out now, and I go to sleep on my bed, and I'm just like, I know underneath it's just clear and there's space there. It feels, in alchemy, they say in alchemy that it's not, as much as the alchemist is the one who changes the substance, that the alchemist changes as the substance changes. They both transform. So my wardrobe has gone from one state to another state. My home has gone from one state to another state. My phone has gone from one state to another state. And I, in the process of the transformation, am going from one state to another state. Then I went onto the garden. And I haven't got a green finger, I won't lie, because I love nature. But I'm like, I love a garden, but I want it kept and I want someone else to keep it for me. I just like when I'm mowing the lawn and then some spider the same size as me is like, you all right now, how's your day? Nah, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I don't like him. Whereas my dad now, he's literally the black Alan Titchmarsh. Like, if you see my dad's garden, levels. So he came over here, turned it from a forest into a really nice, well-kept, beautiful garden. So now all I have to do is maintain that. Then I tackled the shed. So much clutter, a lot of stuff from the market, like just so much stuff, and covered in cobwebs. Just trash, man. Threw it all out that I don't need. Just got rid of it. And then my neighbours, bless them, they text me and was like, you moving out? I was like, yes, I am. I am moving out and I'm moving back in the next day. And that's how I feel. I feel like I've moved house and I'm in the same. I've fallen in love with what I already have. I've fallen in love with what's already been there. But now I've removed the clutter and now I've removed the excess. I can see the value of what I already have. What's already there, guys. And it feels amazing. It's a new home. It's a new energy. And I've revived. I've recycled. I've reused what I already have. And it feels awesome. When I cleared out a lot of my stuff, I found like I've got like 5 shower gels. I live by myself as well, guys. I live alone. And just so much stuff. Like, what's going on? 5 shower gels. Like 5 kitchen cleaners. Just all this stuff. I was like, excuse me. And every time I go to the do my weekly shop, I'll end up like topping up on another shower gel when I've got 5. So I created a rule for myself: finish what you have before you restock. And I'll be honest with you, it actually feels a bit strange, because I'm someone that when things are starting to run low, I automatically re-up. So whether it's makeup or tea bags, for example, I've only got like 4 left. I should buy some more. Now, how often will I use these 4 within this week? I might use 2. Just think, honestly, thinking about, will I use this, using things until they finish, rather than just having more and more and more stuff. And my Tesco is I can walk there in a minute and a half. Is it really going to kill you to use what you have and then walk to Tesco and re-up? Is it really gonna hurt you? You can get some exercise on the way. Things like this. And it's literally made me, I'm a lot less wasteful now. It's made me think about like the environment. Like, I was not that person who really, as much as I love nature, I'm not that whole, like, we gotta think about our planet, guys. We're destroying the planet. Like, that weren't me. But now, because I'm thinking about waste and necessity and things that are unnecessary, I'm thinking about these things. Like, how can I actually just reduce waste? Because there's no need. And also, can you imagine the money that I'm saving as well? The money that I'm saving, because I'm not just buy, like, my shopping bill's a lot lower now because I use what I have. So I buy what I need and I use what I have, and I try to finish what I have as well. So obviously my shopping bill's kind of almost been cut in half. So I'm saving a lot of money, and I'm building a lifestyle that is based on quality over quantity. And if I don't need it now, then I don't buy it. If I don't need it now, then I don't buy it. Because I've spent all this time and energy clearing out all this stuff. What's the point in just going to the shop now and just buying more stuff? It doesn't make sense. So the next area that I'm working on simplifying is my to-do list. So, like I mentioned earlier on, from when I got my NI card, I've always been non-stop, had 8 to 10 things to do. My day would consist of doing as many things I can do in the amount of time, that the waking time that I have, doing as, and it would had this energy of like go, of just like a sprint from when you wake up to when your head hits the pillow. I don't want to live like that, and lockdown taught me I don't want to live like that. Before lockdown, I was living like that, and it's what I know, it's who I am, it's who I was for 15 years. From the age of 15 to even before I was 15, because before I started working, it was theatre school was my thing. So I'm reprogramming myself, and this is part of the process that I'm sharing with you guys now. So now I have less things to do on my to-do list, and it's nice because it means the things that I do, I take my time with it. I pay attention to what I'm doing, which means I'm more efficient. I enjoy the process more, and it's I just think it's generally more effective. So in the past 4 months, I get something called burnout, which is basically when you just run down. And for me, it comes up in the form of a cold where my head just feels heavy and I get a bit of a runny nose and all this sort of stuff. And it lasts, I'm out of the game for like a day, maximum two, but usually it's like I need a day just in bed, just Netflix and chill. And I know when it's burnout because the symptoms are always the same. And it's just when I'm just doing too much and my body's like, slow the hell down. Some people, this is the thing, guys, there are some people that really thrive from that sprint type go lifestyle, and they get things done. And I'm sure there are people out there that get things done efficiently and effectively, and if that's how you work, then fine, like, no judgment at all. But my body, my mind, my energy, everything, body, mind and soul, has told me that for me, Natalie, on a personal level, that lifestyle doesn't work for me. It's not effective and it's not efficient and it doesn't feel good, and I don't want to do it anymore. So now I'm creating a lifestyle for myself on my terms that I believe will garner the results and the happiness that I want. And it already is. So I remember Jordan Peterson saying something once that really stuck with me. And he said, the micro things are very important. Things like making your bed and cooking food and getting ready in the morning. We think they're the mundane things, basically. Oh, it's not important. Making your bed, that's not important. Brushing your teeth and having a shower, that's not. What do you mean you do it every day? You do it every day. You spend a lot of time in your life brushing your teeth. I hope you do. I hope you do. So just slowing down and having more energy, because you've released the stuff that are taking up unnecessary energy, to just pay attention to what you're doing. Like, I really enjoy my mornings. I really enjoy now getting ready and taking my time and not rushing around and making breakfast and sitting down at the table and taking a moment to put my hands over the food and say, thank you for this food. And I hope it nourishes me and gives me the energy that I need For the morning. Thank you. When I'm rushing, I don't have time to stop and give gratitude and say thank you for the things that I have. So we're two weeks in to the challenge, and there's been major change. Like I said, everything around me's changing, and I'm also changing in the process on the inside, and it's amazing. The next 2 weeks, the area that I really want to try and focus on is creating a minimalistic mind. I still overthink a lot. I still have excess thinking, but Rome wasn't built in a day. These things take time, which is fine. So I really want to ask myself, when I find my mind just going, ask myself, is this thought adding value to my life? I don't have to beat myself up. I don't have to be like, oh my God, look at me for over. Just ask yourself a question. Is this thought adding value to my life? If the answer is yes, think away. If the answer is no, get rid of it. It's excess. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So that's going to be what I'm working on for the next working my two areas of focus is simplifying my to-do list and seeing how I get on with that, and also working on a minimalistic mind as well. So minimalism can really apply to all areas of life: your home, your finances, your relationships, and even your mindset. In conclusion, I'm really, really loving this journey, and it's not about being cheap. It's about creating a quality life. It's about creating a life of things that I love and that bring value to my life. And it's alchemy. You guys know I'm an alchemist. You know I'm an alchemist. Alchemy starts with lead, and you take this thing that is heavy, and you transform it from this dense material, and you find that there was gold underneath the lead the whole time. And I'm uncovering and rediscovering the gold that has always been in my life, and you guys can do the same thing. We can all do the same thing if it resonates. Step by step, I've given you guys the whole thing in one podcast, so it could be like, oh my God, where do you start? I'll tell you where. This is where I recommend you should start: your wardrobe. Start with your wardrobe. It's a nice experience. What excess stuff do you have in there? What stuff do you have that you ask yourself, pick up each item. Does this bring joy to my life? Do I love it? Will I wear it? Will I use it? Will I actually use this thing? And you can just go through it and just step by step, bit by bit. And then once it's done, step back and look at your wardrobe, because most of us get dressed every day. And that would be a good place to start as well, because you have to go to your wardrobe every day, and you can look at it and be like, I have a wardrobe that is simple and effective for me based on, and when I say simple, it doesn't mean it has to be like only black t-shirts. Maybe only black t-shirts is your thing. Great. But it's right for you, for who you are and what you do. I'm a singer. I'm a market trader. So my wardrobe's quite stylish, but I need that for the work that I do, and everything in there I wear, I value, and I appreciate. I don't go to many places where I need to be in like fancy, amazing ball gown dresses or amazing. I mean, especially with the whole pandemic, how many fancy dresses do I really need right now? So I don't have many in my wardrobe, because I'm not going to be, I've got a couple in my wardrobe, and some that I have neatly folded up that I have stored somewhere else. And if you've got 20 dresses and 10 of them you don't really like, but they're there, give them to charity, please. Give them to someone else. Just, yeah. Guys, I recommend this stuff. I'm going to be speaking a lot more about minimalism, about simple living, about intentional living. I really feel like I'm really changing as a person as a result of this process, and I'm going to be sharing more about it with you guys. So on that note, have a lovely, I'm sending you guys peaceful vibes, self-acceptance, authenticity vibes, love vibes. darkness vibes. Don't get twisted. Even though I'm a minimalist. Am I a minimalist? I don't even know if I'm ready to put that label on myself yet. I'm not ready to put that label on myself yet. But has it changed my life? Absolutely. Yeah, it has. Straight up. I mean, I've moved house, haven't I? I've moved house because of minimalism. But yeah, good vibes, guys. And love and light and darkness. Because, you know, we're shadow workers over here, obviously. Wholeness and that. We deal with the whole thing. And I will speak to you on the next episode.